My name's Jeff Blevins. He just spoke of my property and my family. I have a whole different perspective of what you just heard of this situation. See, I go all the way back 50 years right there. I was working for my father-in-law, putting up street signs and names, because he's a sign painter and a contractor, back when Paradise Village was going. One day we were in that cul-de-sac right below my house, and the chief's dog from Paradise Village drove up, and there was a dozer just finishing that cul-de-sac. And being the sign painter for the whole organization, my father-in-law knew him and worked with him. And anyway, he gets out of his big Cadillac and comes strolling up there, and he says, "I'm headed to Harrison, Arkansas, and I'm going to sell all these lots on both sides of this street and down the highway to a bank in Harrison." My father-in-law says, and he'd already told me before that, he said, "Man," he said, "I'd like to have some property right there. I might build a house someday." He said, "I'd like to own that from about this hollow up to where it meets the highway." He said, "We'd have access to the cul-de-sac and the lake, and we'd have access to the highway up there without building a big approach." But anyway, we'd had that discussion, see. And so he says to him, he said, "Why don't you just sell enough property here, enough lots or whatever, from where the hillside meets the highway up there, around through here to this hollow and this drainage, to me?" He said, "I'll pay you for them right now." The old boy said, "I can't do that." He said, "Why not? I'll pay you the same as the bank gonna pay you, and pay you now." So he said, "Well, I guess I could." So he bought it. Now that was somewhere in the 60s, about 50 years ago. He bought that with the idea that some of the family might want to build a house there. Fast forward to 84, 40 years ago. My mother's dying with cancer. I've been working in Arkansas and around for several years, coaching and teaching, and I need to come home. My wife and I fortunately had accumulated a little bit of money, not a lot, but we could afford to help take care of Mom for a while. My dad was not able to do it and work, and he had to work. We poor folks still are. I don't have anything to give you, but I've got some sentimental things that I think you need to hear. Anyway, I don't get sentimental very much. My mom died. We'd moved up, and I'd quit teaching for a year or 2 years, and had been working some construction when I could. My father-in-law, so having some experience in construction, I could build a house. So father-in-law and I decided that's what we needed to do. We need to drill a well. We need to make an approach to the highway, get Youngblood Construction over there, which is part of our family, to dig a basement, and we'd build a house, because at that point I'm living with Mom and Dad, and my family is taking care of Mom. So we started building a house. I built it myself. Done 99% of it. The rest of 1% he done, and he was old and crippled. Now, it took about 2 years. Finally got it where we could move in, and I went back to coaching and teaching at Hollister. That is correct. I was at Hollister. Well, as time went on, we raised our family there. That was home. Wasn't a great home. Wasn't a great expensive house, but it is modest, but it is nice, it is comfortable. Come on up to today. I'll skip part of what I was going to say, and I'll just come on up to today. Now, my wife has had hip surgery and knee surgery. She's in a wheelchair. She can't even transfer from her wheelchair to the bed without help. The upstairs of that house, including the deck and screened-in porch and all the upstairs, we have fixed for her to get around in the wheelchair and do whatever she wants to do. My son and his family moved into the basement to help take care of her and live there. So we're still there today. I had about 10 things wrote down. I threw them in the paper away because I knew I'd be up here an hour and I don't want to be, but I want to make my point. The property that they're talking about, and let me go back one time. When my father and I bought that property and then he gave it to us, at that time we were told that was single family residential zoned. I don't have any proof of that, but I know I've heard it. That's what we were told. So our idea was build a house right here. It's only 10 miles to my folks that way, and it's only 6 miles to her folks that way. I was about to start teaching at Hollister, and his ideal location, loves fish, is on the lake, is perfect. We spent every dime we had to get the house built and move in, but then you come on up to today, and now that we've made the whole upstairs where she can get around in her wheelchair and be pretty comfortable, has to have help, but we can't just do that again. Don't have the money, and I'm 77 years old, can't build another house. This property comes within about 40 feet of my deck on the west side of my house. That means they're going to degrade my place if they move a business in there to where probably not worth half what it is today. Who's going to want to live there with a business or very least a parking lot 40 feet from the house? That's wrong. And when people start that have money degrading and being disrespectful to my family, I'll fight. It'd just be flat wrong. You can't make it right. Think about your house. What if that was you? Oh, I think I made my point.
Thanks, sir. Is there anyone else in the audience that wishes to speak in opposition to this project? Ma'am, please. Once again, I would ask for you to state your name and your address.
Yes. My name is Brenda Kodrick, address 185 Oakview Drive in Ridgedale. My husband and I do own an LLC called Cody's Cabins that we do nightly rentals 2 miles away from this. May I step to the map?
Yes, ma'am.
This is our home. We bought this in 2018 to have a place of solitude away from the businesses that we run. We do not rent this. This is not a commercial property. This is our home. This is where we sit on our back deck. We watch the birds. We watch the deer. Our grandchildren, when they come to visit, they play in this area down here. All of the red is what we own. The next house down the road, I believe you've received emails from some of our neighbors. Keith and Val, he just retired from a job in Chicago. They've owned this property for many years. He just retired. They came in on vacations and they're off time to prepare this for retirement. He retired 1 year ago, and that's their home now. Directly across from that is a young family, Will, he's a pharmacist in Harrison. They have a young son. That's their home. I take issue with Mr. Ingram saying that this is not a residential property. This is a residential area. From our back deck, we can directly see this parcel right here. The Blevins have been wonderful neighbors. In fact, I think it's their basketball goal down in this holler that our grandchildren enjoy when they come to visit. I realize that there is commercial area all around us in Ridgedale. And as I know I sent an email stating all this to you all earlier, but as I just want to reiterate, we feel the residents of Ridgedale, we have enough commercialization around us. What's done is done. Johnny Morris and everything that's been done there, you know, is what it is. But in our personal sphere right there, we bought it believing that it would be residential. It is residential. That's what we want it to stay residential. We realize across the road, that's commercial. Again, it is what it is. We knew that was there. The storage buildings, which are now gone, is again a Johnny Moore's project. We don't know what that will be, but we knew that was commercial. Everything that we knew was commercial, I mean, we accept that, but we want no more commercial. Everything that's residential, we just beg that you keep what's residential still residential. Now, whether someone will ever want to build a house on that property, I don't know. But if they do, that will, again, fit in with our neighborhood that we have grown to love. I don't know what else to say other than we just ask that you'll respect us as the residents and that we want... What's there is there, but we want no more commercialization, especially in our backyard. Many of our neighbors, obviously could not be here today. I know many sent emails, many others I've talked to, but we just love it like it is. And I'm sorry that Mr. Ingram feels that because we own an LLC, because we own property down the road that is in a designated area for nightly rentals when we bought it. But that has nothing to do with this property. I think that's all.
Well, thank you. Is there any question?
You live right where you pointed out, and are you saying sitting on your deck you can see over into
yes.
this lot?
Yes, the ground falls down very deep into... It falls off very steeply. This is all a very low area, and then it comes up again. But yes, when it's leaf on season, it's not as clear. But I mean, we can definitely see the Blevins house, which isn't a problem, and we can see this. We can see the lights from over here.
Well, we're concerned with that lot right there. You're saying from your deck you can see into that lot there.
Yes.
In the fall time when the leaves are
yes.
off.
Again, just because of the way it falls.
Yeah. When I went over, I couldn't see. So maybe I wasn't sitting on your deck, though, but I was
you're
on this
welcome.
Side, and I couldn't see hardly your house.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there any further questions? Anything, sir? You have any questions? Ma'am, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak at this time? Sir?
Morning. My name is Eric Franklin, and I live at 357 Main Street, which is across the bridge from this area. I'd just like to state that this area was zoned as residential and was designed as part of the Oakmont community. We are very concerned about the size of the lot. Being able to accommodate a building, parking lot, driveway to get into it for access, and the impact that it's going to have on water, the ability to put in a septic system without impacting the other lots that are close to it. Oakmont actually still owns two of those lots, and we feel like that this is going to be an encroachment upon that. For any of those lots to be built on in the future. And I just